Wednesday the 15th of September, Zion Tishrei, Dayan Shmuel Simons, eating on Yom Kippur, B'mokum, Pekuach Nefesh.
Good morning. I'd like to discuss today a shaila we had in Beis Din a couple of years ago, as I said to make sure. Complicated shaila, doesn't come up very often, this particular shaila, as I'll explain. But just to take you to the issues involved, some of the issues involved in this shaila. It was a question of a pregnant woman who had to eat in Yom Kippur Mishum Pikuach Nefesh. The doctor told her that she has to eat Mishum Pikuach Nefesh. Before I tell you the actual shaila, I'd like just to give you a short hakdama what comes up from the Mishnah in Yuma and the Gemara in Yuma. As we know, that except besides the Gimel Averis Hamurus of Avodah Zarah, Gilu Averis Shvichus Domim, all other Averis are set aside by Mokim Pikuach Nefesh. And therefore one may eat on Yom Kippur by Mokim Pikuach Nefesh, one may be Michal Shabbos by Mokim Pikuach Nefesh. And Mishnah talks about the case of a house. Somebody's trapped under a collapsed house, he's under the debris, and we don't know whether he's alive or dead. One can be Mechalel Shabbos to remove the debris, it's an Issa Deraisa to remove the debris, and one can do that in order to save him. What's Mevuah from the Mishnah is that even if it's a Sofik whether he's alive or dead, and if he's dead, one wouldn't be able to be Mechalel Shabbos. But since it's a Sofik Pikuach Nefesh, one can also be Mechalel Shabbos. That's one Chiddush that comes up in the Mishnah. The second one is, of course, what you see from the Mishnah is that not only a person himself who is in danger is allowed to eat in Yom Kippur, allowed to be over Nissa, but one person can do it for somebody else. The person who's removing, who's uncovering him, is being Mechalel Shabbos in order to save the person under the collapsed building. Nevertheless, one can be Mechal Shabbos in order to save him. That's the second Chiddush. And the third Chiddush that comes from the Mishnah is that one can only do it for a Yid, not for a non-Jew. The Gemara learns out from a Posuk, V'chai bohem b'leisha yomus bohem. That's the other Joshes, but the main Josh is V'chai bohem b'leisha yomus bohem. The Surim of the Torah were given in order that person should live, and it's only said to Jews, not to non-Jews. Therefore, if the person under the collapsed building is a non-Jew, one wouldn't be able to mechal Shabbos. So one can be mechal Shabbos for a Jew, even by mocking Sofik Bikoach Nefesh, even Reuven doing it for Shimon, but not for a non-Jew. That's what comes up in the Mishnah. What the Rishonim discuss, which is not clear from the Gemara in Yuma, may be clear from a Gemara in Erechin, what's the din to be mechal Shabbos for an unborn child, a lady who's pregnant, and the unborn child is in danger, the mother is not in danger. Is one allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save an unborn child? Do you say the unborn child is not born yet, it's not a human being yet, and the possible Chai Bohem was never said on an unborn child? Or no? One can be Mechal Shabbos. Big Machlokes Rishonim, the Ran in Yuma brings it, there's a Ramban, there's a Bahag. Lahalocha we paskin that one can be Mechal Shabbos or be over any Issachar to save the life of an unborn child. Okay. The Shaila we had, a very interesting Shaila, a unique Shaila. This was a pregnant woman who the doctor told her she has to eat in Yom Kippur Mishum Pikuach Nefesh, but not for the mother. The mother was in no danger. She was in danger of losing the unborn child if she doesn't eat in Yom Kippur, which in Sfor would be, why not? One can be Mechal Shabbos for an unborn child, like I mentioned. However, this was an interesting scenario where the unborn child wasn't Jewish. The mother was, you're going to ask me straight away, how is it possible, that scenario? But I'll tell you in a minute. The mother was Jewish, and the unborn child wasn't Jewish. And as we saw in the Mishnah, one cannot be Mechal Shabbos to save a non-Jewish person. How's it Shaykh? Really, this particular scenario, we won't really find in the Gemara, is with the modern-day developments, this woman, she couldn't become pregnant herself, she couldn't conceive herself. The way it was done with it, the modern of the Baruch Hashem, we have these developments. I'm not going to halachic shaila exactly whether it's permitted or not, but one can do IVF treatment, which basically means take the basin from another woman. In this particular case, she took from a non-Jewish woman, and these basin were conceived with the zera of the husband in a laboratory conditions, with IVF. These basin of the non-Jewish woman were conceived, and then this Jewish woman was carrying this child, which was going to be hers. Now, what is the din of this unborn child? Big shaila in the poskim today. There's no clear gemara about it because this is a recent development. Is this child Jewish or not Jewish? On one hand, you can argue the child isn't Jewish. The beta and the genetic material comes from a non-Jewish woman. On the other hand, it's a Jewish woman who's carrying the child. And like we know, Yichus goes after the mother. There's an argument to say, although the genetic material is from an unborn, a non-Jewish woman, but a Jewish woman's carrying the child, and the child is Jewish. Halacha l'maisa, the way we are knowing is, it's a machlek, big machlek is haposkin, there's rise backwards and forwards. We have to be machmir that the child is not Jewish, and the child will require gerus after the child is born. So you've got this case of this mother who's told by the doctor that she has to eat to save the unborn child. The problem is the unborn child isn't Jewish. And as we mentioned from the Rishonim, from the Mishnah in Yuma, that one cannot be Mechalel Shabbos to save a non-Jew. So the Tzvor would say, how can she eat on Yom Kippur to save this unborn child? The truth is, although, as I say, this particular scenario you won't find in the Gemara, but there are cases in the Gemara as well where you can find a Jewish mother with an unborn child, with a non-Jewish child, the unborn child is not Jewish. Two very simple scenarios is if you have a pregnant non-Jewish woman who goes through Geirus. Beshas, when she's Tovil, she's pregnant. Now the Gemara says in Yevamos, clearly that Ayin Ches, pregnant non-Jewish woman who goes through Geirus, the Tvila not only helps with the mother, it helps with the unborn child is also Jewish. Either Obiyach Imoy, part of the mother, the whole mother with the child becomes goes to Geirus, or even if you hold Obelav Yerach Imoy, it's a separate entity, the unborn child is a separate entity, but the tefillah of the mother will be a tefillah on the unborn child as well, and the mother will not be chatzitz. Normally there's a form of chatzitza. Here the Gemara says the mother is not a chatzitza. But whatever it is, that's clear. Normally a non-Jewish pregnant woman who goes to Geirus, the unborn child will become Jewish together with the mother. However, the Negi Behuda in Dogum Rav on Shulchan Aruch says a chiddush lahalacha that if the Beis Din who are Megayah the mother do not know that she's pregnant, she was in early pregnancy, whatever it is, and they didn't know she was pregnant, they thought they were only being Megayah the mother, not the unborn child, then the unborn child will not go through Geirus. The Beis Din have to know the Shas Maisa that are being Megayah the unborn child. And therefore, you've got a scenario, Medina de Gomorrah, where you can have a Hechitimsa, where a woman becomes Jewish, she goes through Geirus, and the unborn child does not go through Geirus and will require Geirus later on. Therefore, you can't find a scenario. Sorry?
Bezin has to know the mother.
It's a complicated sugya. It could be Medina de Gomorrah, but I don't want to go into that sugya now. Okay. The third scenario is also a fairly straightforward scenario of if we talk about, again, a non-Jewish pregnant woman go through Geirus, and the tefillah of the mother helps with the tefillah of the child, that's all very well if the baby that's born is a girl, is a baby girl. The Mekavos go through Geirus with tefillah by itself. But a Zohar requires both Mila and tefillah. So how will the Geirus of the mother help for the child? Even if we say there's a tefillah on the unborn child, but the Gemara says that first you do Mila and only then you do tefillah. So l'chor, the tefillah of the mother is not going to help for the unborn child if it's a boy. Because the tefillah because it needs Mila before tefillah. It's a machlokes Rishonim. What Rishonim hold that since when the mother went through Geirus, the child wasn't born yet, even if it's a Zohar, it doesn't require Mila. The Geirus is with tefillah itself. After the baby is born, you have to mal the child, like all Jewish children are mal. But mitzvah in a Geirus, since the child wasn't born at the time of Geirus, he goes to tefillah with his mother with tefillah l'chud. That's some Rishonim. But the Ramban, I think it's Ramban who says no. That baby needs Mila as well. I normally Mila's before Tvila. How can he work with the Tvila of his mother? So he says, although Lechatchila one has to mal before Tvila, but one can also do the Mila after Tvila. So Elochanam, according to the Ramban, this baby will go through the Tvila with his mother, but he won't be Jewish yet. Till he's born, according to the Ramban, and later on, when you do the Mila will be Mila Lashem Geirus. But till you've done the Mila, if it's a baby boy, according to the Ramban, the baby boy will be not Jewish till he's had a Mila. La Halacha, there's two shittas in Shulchan Aruch, where the Mila has to be before Tvila, or Mila can be after Tvila. And the second shit in Shulchan Aruch is that Mila can be after Tvila, like the Ramban, because every pregnant non-Jewish woman who goes through Geirus, the child will still need Mila, the child won't be Jewish. According to that shit in Shulchan Aruch, if she has a baby boy, a pregnant non-Jewish woman who goes through Geirus with it, and the unborn child is a baby boy, then that baby boy will not be Jewish till he's had Mila. Again, we have another scenario of a Jewish woman with an unborn child. Is what's the din about her eating on Yom Kippur when the doctor tells us specifically that it's pikuach nefesh not for the mother but for the child? There's pikuach nefesh for the mother, and lavada she can eat. But here we're talking about a case where there's no pikuach nefesh for the mother. The hashkofa rishona, the simple reading would be that it's not really a problem in all three scenarios, because as I mentioned before, the Mishnah in Yuma says that one can be mechalel Shabbos for vadai pikuach nefesh, or even for suffik pikuach nefesh, or One cannot be Mechal Shabbos for a goy, but a Sofik goy, Sofik yid, one can be Mechal Shabbos. And the Mishnah talks about the case of a house has collapsed on somebody. We don't know whether he's Jewish or not Jewish. There's somebody stuck under the collapsed building. We don't know whether he's Jewish or not Jewish. There's a chance he's Jewish. It's a Sofik. One can be Mechal Shabbos. If he's Vaday not Jewish, one couldn't. But if he's Vaday, if it's a Sofik, one can be. Because Sofik Bikuach Nefesh, Sofik Yisrael, Sofik Nochi, one can also be Mechal Shabbos. In all three scenarios, being in the scenario, the Shaila, our Shaila, where we have a Sofik of this unborn child, whether we go according to genetic material or to the mother's carrying the child, this child is not a Vaday Goy. This child is a Sofik Lahalocha, whether he's Yisrael or Akum. And the other cases as well, with the Dogel Mervovo, where the Besin didn't know she was pregnant, the Dogel Mervovo says it depends on Uba Yerchima, Uba Lav Yerchima, and there's Achonkim on the Neidib Yehuda. So all these are Sofik Yid and Sofik Goyim. And even the case of the baby boy, it's two shittas in Shulchan Aruch, all these are Sofik Yid and Sofik Goyim. Therefore, the Svar would tell you that one can be Mechal Shabbos for this unborn child, even though he might be a Goy, but since he might be a Yid, the mother can eat in Yom Kippur. However, there appears to be a steer to that. And let me explain. Coming back to those Rishonim who say that one can be Mechal Shabbos for an unborn child, the Mishnah says you can be Mechal Shabbos for Yid, but as I quoted before, the Ramban and the Ran hold that one can be Mechal Shabbos for an unborn child. What is this heter to be mechal for an unborn child? At the end of the day, this is an unborn child. He's not mechuy b'mitzvus. He's not a human being yet. He's not a full human being. The pasuk of v'chai bohem surely wasn't said to the unborn child. What's the heter for a doctor or anybody to be mechal Shabbos for an unborn child, even if he's Jewish, when you haven't got the pasuk v'chai bohem? The whole heter that one can be over Yisurim Shem B'Torah, one can set aside all Yisurim B'mokim Pikuach Nefesh, is V'chai Bohem. Surely that only applies to people who are born, complete human beings. But an unborn child, L'chor, there is no V'chai Bohem. What's attracting those who to say one can be Mechal Shabbos on Uba? And if you look clearly at the Ramban and the Ram, he explains why it is. He says, if you look at the Gemara, he doesn't really, I'm just talking it out, there are at least two drushes why one is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos or be over any Issa to save life. One is, as I mentioned, V'chai Bohem V'loisha Yomus Bohem. But there is another Svar, which is more brings. Chalel Shabbos Achas Bishvil Sheyishmo Shabbos Harben. One can be Mechal, if somebody is under a collapsed building and involves Chalel Shabbos, forget V'chai Bohem. There's a logic to it, there's a Svar to it. That one ought to be able to be Mechal Shabbos in order to help somebody survive and live for more Shabboses. Labdavka more Shabboses to do more mitzvahs, the Be'er Halacha says. But whatever it is, without the Pasuk, there's a Svar. Chalel Shabbos Achas, Bishvil Sheyishmo Shabbos Harbe. One can be Mechal Shabbos to save life, because that person in turn will be able to become mitzvahs. Says the Ramban, you're right, an unborn child, there might not be V'chai Bohem. Because he's not, the V'chai Bohem was never sent the unborn child. But you've still got the Svar of Chalel Shabbos Achas, V'shul Sheyishmo Shabbos Harbe. And therefore the unborn child, although you can't be Mechal Shabbos as V'chai Bohem, says the Ramban, you can be Mechal Shabbos with this other Svar mentioned in the Gemara of Chalel Shabbos Achas, V'shul Sheyishmo Shabbos Harbe. However, ask the Achronim that if you look at the Gemara, we're not going to go through the Gemara now, but the Gemara brings this drasha of Chalel Shabbos Achas, but the Gemara is choizer from it. And the Gemara only stays with V'chai Bohem Melisha Yomus Bohem. Why is the Gemara choizer from it? Because we learnt in the Mishnah, as I mentioned earlier, that one can be Mechal Shabbos even for Sofik Bikuach Nefesh. Even if it's not sure if you're going to save his life. And the Gemara says, Bishlem Eshret V'chai Bohem, Rashi explains, V'chai Bohem can tell you whether you're going to Vaday save his life, or even if it's a Sofik, one can also be Mechal Shabbos V'chai Bohem. But Chalel Shabbos Achas V'shvusha Yishma Shabbos Harbe, oh, it will only help if you know he's definitely going to live and he's going to be Mekayim Mitzvahs. But for a Sofik, this logic of Chalel Shabbos Achas will not help you for a Sofik. And the Mishnah says that even for a Sofik one can be Mechal Shabbos. What appears from the Gemara is the Gemara's Chayza. The Gemara says, Lekulo is Leu Pircha. The Gemara's got Pircha on that Svara of Chalel Shabbos Achas. The Maskola is we knock that out. There is no Svara of Chalel Shabbos Achas. And the whole head is V'chai Bohem. What does Ramban mean that one can be Mechal Shabbos with an Uba with the Svara of Chalel Shabbos Achas when the Gemara has knocked it out, pushed it out, because the Gemara says it's neged the Mishnah? That kasha asks the Netziv. The Netziv in his Pirshon She'iltes in Parshas V'zois HaBrocha and again in Breishis in two places, he asks this kasha on the Ramban. How can he use this logic of Chalel Shabbos Achas when the Gemara says we don't hold of it? And he explains Pshat in the Gemara. He says the Gemara didn't like it because what are you going to do by Mokim Sofik? We know you can be Mechalel Shabbos Mokim Sofik, and Chalel Shabbos Achas will not permit you be Mokim Sofik. But that's all b'mokim sofik. But if you've got a vadai pikuach nefesh, then the gemara never knocked it out of the window. Then you can use both the svara b'chai bo'em and chalal shabbos achas. The only reason why the gemara didn't want to use chalal shabbos achas itself is because you can't explain why it can be chalal shabbos mokim sofik. But b'mokim vadai, the gemara still stayed with it. For a vadai pikuach nefesh, you can use both chai bo'em and chalal shabbos achas. The gemara was never chosen chalal shabbos achas b'mokim vadai, only b'mokim sofik. That's the scripture.
Why should it apply to a person, the male, tomorrow, even go and be in Paris.
So he's going to grow up in Mitzvah Shem?
Maybe it's al-Sofik, there's no reason to sort of Shlomo Zalman says,
okay, I'll just say the quick finish line up on Shlomo Zalman. If you know he's not going to survive through Bar Mitzvah, he's ill chas v'shalom, you know this unborn child will not survive, and therefore he will not be Shlomo Shabbos as Arabah, then tak you cannot. But cause man, you don't know, mehechetesi shalom yiv. No, why shouldn't he?
Because now he's nothing, now he can't. The person
he's an unborn child, who's a healthy child, and the chazokah tells us he lives. If you know, if you have reason to believe, and according to this Netziv, if you have a sofik, you have a good sofik to believe he won't survive, then possibly not. Or if you definitely know he won't survive. But according to the Netziv, possibly you're right if you have a good sofik. But I would say, a normal, healthy child, why shouldn't he survive?
I don't know.
Is that called a sofik? That's not enough to make a sofik. A sofik has to be a legis, a sofik.
Look, isn't a person who can now
become a sofik. One second.
The Shabbos is somebody who can now.
The problem is. No. I haven't come back to a goyet. Says in the tziv, let's talk about says in the tziv again. Then uber a Jewish uber, one can be mechal Shabbos because chalel Shabbos achas. The Gemara says you don't hold a chalel Shabbos achas. Says in the tziv, the Gemara doesn't like it. But how do you explain sofik? The Gemara should come onto v'chai bohem. But for vada pikuach nefesh, you can use a svara. Says in the tziv, it comes out of chiddush lahalacha that one can be mechal Shabbos for an uber. But only if you're vadai going to save him. Because the whole hetzer to save a nuba is only on the svar chalel Shabbos achas. You haven't got a chai bohem. If you have a chai bohem, you could have used it for sofik. Sofik whether you save a child or not. But since we can only use chalel Shabbos achas, because a chai bohem doesn't apply to unborn children, it's got to be memokim vadai, because gemara's mevu that it will not help you for sofik. Says in the sivla halacha that one can be mechal Shabbos to save a Jewish unborn child, but only if you vadai know you're going to save him. Because it's built on the svar chalel Shabbos achas. But there's a svara of Chalel Shabbos. It doesn't matter. Let me give you a moshul. He brings a chosen bob mitzvah, incredible tosis. Eliyahu HaNovi was Mechayim Mason. There was the child of the Almona who was Mechayim Mason. For tosis, Eliyahu HaNovi was a Kohen. How could he be Metame himself? Incredible tosis. And for tosis, it's Pikuach Nefesh. Because he knew that he could save this child's life. He was dead, he could be Mechayim Mason. And the Loshon of Tosfos, I'm not sure if I've got the Loshon here, is that since he knew that he would Vadai bring him back to life, he could save him. Says in the Netziv, that he was allowed to be Metame, because Pikuach Nefesh to save him. There's no hetzer of v'chai bohem here. Here he was dead. V'chai bohem is only set on living people to keep them alive. Here he was dead. The question is to be v'chai mason. There's no svar v'chai bohem. It only works because of chalel Shabbos achas v'shvul shish v'chai bohem. He's dead, but you'll be able to bring him back to life to keep mitzvahs. There is chalel Shabbos achas. Same an unborn child as well. He's nothing. He's like a dead person, whatever it is, let's say. But in order, by being chalel Shabbos, he will in Yitzhak Shem survive, b'chai bohem mitzvahs and become many mitzvahs. However, says in it, if you look at Loshna Tosfos, Eliyahu HaNovi was convinced, Boroloi, that he would bring him back to life. Fed the Netziv, why does it have to be Boroloi? Why did Eliyahu HaNovi have to know that he would definitely bring him back to life? Surely, even if it's only a sofik, that should be enough for Eliyahu HaNovi to be Matam himself, to be over the Yisrof, Tum and Lekoyim, in order to bring back to life. Mokim Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh, even sofik Pikuach Nefesh Techa. Says the Netziv, with Mashtikul Torah it's good, because the heter to be Mechayim Mesim is not Mechayim Bohem. It's only Chalel Shabbos Achas, Mishul Shishma Shabbos is Harbe. That only works by Mokim Vadai Kimavu of Gemara, not by Mokim Sofik. If he would have had a Sofik, he would not have been able to use Mechayim Bohem, he would only have been able to use Chalel Shabbos Achas. Comes out of Halacha, quoting the Netziv, one can be Mechal Shabbos to save a living person, one can be Mechal Shabbos to save an unborn child. But an unborn child is only built on the Svor Chalel Shabbos Achas Kimavua Buramban, and says in its Siv, that Svor only works Mokim Vadai, not Mokim Sofik. Coming back to our case then, where this child is a Sofik Yisrael, Sofik Akum. He's not a Vada Yisrael, he's a Sofik Akum. The whole hetzer to be mechal Shabbos or eat on Yom Kippur is again chalel Shabbos achas. Again, it doesn't mean dafka chalel Shabbos achas. Eat on Yom Kippur in order to permit this child to be born and be mekayim many mitzvahs. You can be able one aveiro to mekayim many mitzvahs. Would only work if it's vada pikuach nefesh. But here, where it's a sofik yisol sofik akum, one ought not be able to be to eat on Yom Kippur to say the Shabbos. It's not a vada yisol. It's a sofik akum sofik yisol.
What?
I'm sorry, my scenario of this, without going into the case again, with the child who was, this mother who's carrying the child of an...
No,
I'm sorry, I mentioned earlier, it's a Sofet Halacha, since she's a child, since she's carrying it, However, there are steers to this Netziv. Just to bring one case in Shulchan Aruch. A Shulchan Aruch Rav, who clearly argues with this Netziv, who seems to say, that Halel Shabbos Achas even helps for a Sofet. The halacha is that it's a board on the Shulchan Aruch. Misha hetzia lehem medosai. Somebody was kidnapped on Shabbos, or kidnapped before Shabbos. Rachman in Islam by non-Jews who wanted to convert him. One is allowed to be mechal Shabbos to save. There's been many, many such stories where one is mechal Shabbos not to save a person from physical death, but somebody, Rachman in Islam, was going to be geshmad, he was going to be in danger of being converted. One's allowed to be mechal Shabbos, do whatever's involved to save that person. Mishabur B'Shem Mognavram says, not only if the person who was kidnapped was a godel, if the person who was kidnapped is a godel, then it's quite simple why I can be Mechal Shabbos to save him. Well, I'm not saving him from death, he's not going to die. He's going to be geshmad. What's my heter for me to be Mechal Shabbos to save him from Yiddishkeit? Says the Mishabur Mognavram, because Chatei B'Shul Sheyizke Chavercho. It's a Gemara in Erevin and Shabbos, Chatei B'Shul Sheyizke Chavercho. I can do a small chet that my friend can then be zeichet to not to do big chatoim. So I can be Mechal Shabbos to save him. That's all if he's a gomel. If he's a cotton, what? If he's a cotton, he's not bar mitzvah anyway, he's not mechui bar mitzvahs, there's no Chatei B'Shul Sheyizke Chavercho. What's the heter for me to be Mechal Shabbos, to take an aeroplane on Shabbos, to save somebody in Africa from being geshmadet? The heter, says the Mogen Avraham, is Chalel Shabbos Achas B'Shul Sheyishma Shabbos Isharbe. The Mogen Avraham introduces this for again. Chalel Shabbos Achas, I'm allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save many Shabbos, not from physical death, but if he gets geshmad, he won't keep Shabbos. I'm allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to take a plane on Shabbos to save him from many chatron. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav on that halacha, v'afilu im hu sofek im yashuveno. Even if by taking a plane you don't know for sure you're going to be able to save him, it's a sofek. You might be able to redeem him, you might not be able to redeem him. Yet you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos to save this person from a possible. Hopefully you'll be able to save him, but it's a sofek. You won't be successful. You won't be matzliach. Yet you still say. What you see clear from the Shulchan Aruch Rav that Chalel Shabbos Achas was said even by Mokum Sofik, even if it's not a Vaday, which is not like the Netziv, which is L'chor, not like the Gemara, because the Gemara says Chalel Shabbos Achas Mishlo Shabbos Harbe, it's only if you can Vaday save him and he'll do more Shabbos. Maybe if it's a Sofik, it wouldn't work. There's very quickly, the Kuntus Achron at the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he himself asks a kasha. If the whole het is only Chalel Shabbos Achad Yisloshim Shabbos Harbe, the best it'll work is B'mokim Vaday, not B'mokim Sofik. So how can the Shulchan Aruch Rav say that I can be Mechalel Shabbos to save somebody from Shmad, even if it's a Sofik, whether I'll be Matzeh or not, when the Gemara says clearly that this war of Chalel Shabbos Achas only works B'mokim Vaday, not B'mokim Sofik. The Chai Bohem works B'mokim Sofik, but Chalel doesn't want B'mokim Sofik. Says the Kuntus Achron, going through the Gemara first said this war. The Gemara asks a kasha. How do I know I can be Mechalel Shabbos to save somebody's life? First the Gemara says Chalel Shabbos Achas, says the Gemara, I'm not happy with that. Because that's all, if it's Vada, you'll definitely save him. If it's a Sofik, you'll save him, that wouldn't work. B'shul shel Yishma Shabbos, then you're Vada. Then the Gemara says, V'chai Bohem. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, what the Gemara meant was, if you just had Chalel Shabbos Achas, you wouldn't have a source for Sofik, only Vada. But once you have V'chai Bohem, which the Gemara dashens even Mokim Sofik, that's the Gilu that the Torah considers Sofik a Vada, and it's the Gilu then that even when you've only got Chalel Shabbos Achas, that also works for Mokim Sofik. That's the Kuntus Achron on the Shulchan Aruch Rav. What's clear from the Kuntus Achron, the Halacha, is not like the Mitzvah, and I must say this right from Rishonim as well, that Chalel Shabbos Achas, as well as V'chai Bohem, works B'mokim Sofik, as well as B'mokim Vaday. The Kuntus Shulchan Aruch Rav, an unborn child, even though you can only say the unborn child as Chalel Shabbos Achas, there's no din V'chai Bohem, nevertheless, as we see from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, saving somebody from Shmad on Shabbos, is Muta Afilu B'mokim Sofik. Just as Vaday Pikuach Nefesh, one can be Mechal Shabbos, Chalel Shabbos Achas, who are a Sufik, and therefore this unborn child, one even though he's a Sufik goy, and the only heter to be Mechal Shabbos or to eat on Yom Kippur is Halel Shabbos Achas. You eat on Yom Kippur to save that unborn child, although he's a Sufik goy. Nevertheless, one can do that on Yom Kippur Shulchan Aruch. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in the 1980s, when there was a question of bringing the Falashas out of Ethiopia, Rav Moshe Feinstein went to Long Shuvah, it was a question of whether they were Jewish or not Jewish. Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote there that there again, it's a question of Chalel Shabbos Achas B'Shulosh Yishma Shabbos Esharbe. He says one is allowed to be Mechalel Shabbos to save those Jews in Ethiopia, although they're Sufik Jews, Sufik Goyim, because he says, "Kol Yisrael Yesh Mitzvah Latzina Mishmadu Misakona Kedim Kol Yisrael She Sufik Nefoshes La'Akel." But Moshe says that to save the Jews from Ethiopia, which was again not the Chai Bohem, it was Chalel Shabbos Achas B'Shulosh Yishma Shabbos Esharbe, they were Sufik Jews, Sufik Goy. But Moshe Feinstein said, he appears to hold that the Shulchan Aruch Rav, not like the Netziv, that even Chalel Shabbos Achas was said on the Sufik, and therefore according to that, saving an unborn child, even if it's a Sufik, whether you save him, or Sufik Yid, Sufik Goy, one could be Matin. One other sniff. So in our case, one ought to be able to be matter for the mother to eat for this unborn child because he's a Sufik Yid, Sufik Goy, as long as Sufik Yid, Sufik Goy. However, according to those poskim who hold this unborn child is a Vadai Goy, then one could meet on Yom Kippur, L'choyer. There are other sniffim which would permit, I can't go into all of them, I'll mention one other sniff, which would permit the mother to eat for this unborn child, even if we say the child is definitely not Jewish. And that child needs geirus. Nevertheless, one could argue that the mother could still eat on Yom Kippur to save this unborn child. There's a few sniffim, I'm just going to mention one of them. A shaila which the Tribunal Rov asked 80, 90 years ago. Interesting shaila, he wrote it to the Meir Arik in Emre Yesha and the Machzeh Avrom. Machzeh Avrom was Rav Avrom Steinberg, a grandfather of the late Dian Steinberg, a Rav in Hungary. He wrote this interesting shaila 90 years ago to them. The story was, somebody in his town in Shubin, whatever it was, he went through Geirus. First he had Bris Milah. And normally, you don't do tefillah until the person recovers from the bris. It's an adult, he's gone through a bris, it takes time to recover. You only do the tefillah a few days later, 3 days later, 5 days later. They mulled him towards the end of the week, and it came to Shabbos, he hadn't yet had tefillah, and he fell into mokim sakona. The milah, whatever it is, it made him ill. There's a question of pikuach nefesh. The goyim, writes the Tribunov and the Shaila, didn't want to get involved. There was anti-Semitism there, they were annoyed that the person was Magaya. They didn't want to help this person on Shabbos. They didn't want to help him to save his life. The question was whether the Yidden could help him to save his life. The question was, he's only had milah, he has not tefillah. He's still a goy. Can you be Mechal Shabbos? Tribunal Rov said, you can. He wanted to suggest you can, and the Emor Yesha agreed to him. And he brought a raya. First he brought a raya from a Taz, a Shach in Hilchas Milah. The Shach paskins in Hilchas Geirus, the Shach in Hilchas Geirus paskins, that when one mouths a goy, the Shem Geirus, one should try not to do it on a Thursday. It's built on a Gemara in Shabbos, but one should try not to do the Milah on Thursday. Why? Because if you mull on Thursday, he might require treatment on Shabbos. Why put yourself in a matzah where you'll have to be mechal Shabbos? Rather mull him early on in the week. As if of the Shach b'shem the Tashbats. Said Shubinov, I don't understand. Generally, if you mull him on a Thursday, it's unlikely he'll do tevilah till after Shabbos. He has to wait a few days. So when it comes to Shabbos, he's still a goy. You wouldn't be able to mechal Shabbos anyway. So why can't you mull him on Shabbos? Thursday, you can. And what's the havana behind it? Chalel Shabbos achas b'shul shel yishma Shabbos esarba. He may be a goy at the moment. He may be a non-Jew. But he's gone through the milah, and he plans to go through geirus. So why can't you use the soul Chalel Shabbos Achas? He's not Mechui B'mitzvahs, but why is he different than the unborn child or Mechaya Mesim, who's also a Mechui B'mitzvahs? But Chalel Shabbos Achas, here you have a scenario of a non-Jew who you know, in Mitzvah Hashem, he's going to go through Geirus. There should be a concept of Chalel Shabbos Achas. That's why he's tying it. The Machzeh Avraham argued with him. He says the Gemara shlobs up Chalel Shabbos Achas. The Gemara doesn't hold of it. The Gemara only holds B'chayim. We discussed that already. That it could be Lemaskon. We have many Mekoros that Lemaskon. The Gemara stays with Chalel Shabbos Achas. But this non-Jew, since you know he's going to go through Geirus, one can apply Chalel Shabbos Achas. In our scenario, L'choyer one can be Medama the same thing, where this Jewish mother, she's keeping the child. And the plan is to be Megayah. There's actually no reason why you're not going to be Megayah the child. It's difficult to differentiate between the adult who's gone through Milah and still has to go through Tefillah, then the unborn child who, as soon as he's born, they will be Megayah him. Therefore, even if he's a Varai Goy, one ought to be able to say Chalel Shabbos Achas Vishnu Shabbos Arba and permit the mother to eat for the unborn child.